Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Brady Anderson. Batting second. The second baseman, Delino DeShields. Batting third. The left fielder, B.J. Surhoff. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The DH, Harold Baines. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Cal Ripken. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Will Clark. Batting eighth. The catcher, Greg Myers. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mike Bordick. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Sidney Ponson. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ray Durham. Batting second. The shortstop, Jose Valentin. Batting third. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Maglio Ordonez. Batting fifth. The DH, Paul Konerko. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Chris Singleton. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Carlos Lee. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Herbert Perry. Batting ninth. The catcher, Josh Paul. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Kip Wells. And now, play ball. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Anderson for the out. One out. Delino DeShields is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. DeShields hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham misplays the ball. That's an error on Durham. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes DeShields. The throw from Paul and he is safe. DeShields steals second. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Surhoff for the out. DeShields moves to third. Two outs. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Bell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ripken fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Valentin strikes out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Will Clark is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Clark hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Greg Myers is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Myers strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Ordonez hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Konerko hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Anderson. Konerko reaches second base with a double. Chris Singleton is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. DeShields misplays the ball. That's an error on DeShields. Konerko moves to third. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Lee hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0, White Sox. Herbert Perry is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Perry hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0, White Sox. Josh Paul is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Paul hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Durham is 0-for-1 in the game. Durham strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Bordick hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Anderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Anderson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bordick moves to third. Delino DeShields is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. DeShields is 0-for-1 in the game. DeShields hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 4-3, White Sox. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Surhoff is 0-for-1 in the game. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Baines is 0-for-1 in the game. Baines hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Orioles, 4, White Sox, 4. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-1 in the game. Ripken hits a fly ball into center field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Valentin is 0-for-1 in the game. Valentin strikes out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Maglio Ordonez batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Ordonez is 0-for-1 in the game. Ordonez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Thomas moves to second. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Konerko is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Konerko hits a pop-up towards first. Clark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Singleton is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Singleton is 0-for-1 in the game. Singleton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the White Sox 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Will Clark is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Clark is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Clark hits a fly ball into center field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Myers is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Myers is 0 for 1 in the game. Myers strikes out. 2 outs. Mike Bordick batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Bordick is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bordick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brady Anderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Anderson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Anderson takes first base on ball 4. Bordick moves to second. Delino DeShields is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. DeShields is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. DeShields hits a pop-up towards third. Perry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos Lee batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Lee is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Lee takes first base on ball 4. Herbert Perry is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There goes Lee. The throw from Myers and he is safe. Lee steals second. Herbert Perry is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Perry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Perry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Josh Paul is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Paul is 0 for 1 in the game. Paul hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lee moves to third. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Durham is 0 for 2 in the game. Durham hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lee scores. Paul moves to second. It's 5-4, White Sox. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin is 0 for 2 in the game. Valentin takes first base on ball 4. Paul moves to third. Durham moves to second. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Thomas hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 9-4, White Sox. Maglio Ordonez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ordonez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ordonez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. DeShields scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Konerko is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Konerko hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. DeShields settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Orioles 4. The Orioles will come to bat. B.J. Surhoff batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Surhoff is 0 for 2 in the game. Surhoff takes first base on ball 4. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Baines is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops it up and throws to first, with Wells covering, for the out. Surhoff moves to second. 2 outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ripken is 0 for 2 in the game. Ripken hits a fly ball into center field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Orioles 4. The White Sox will come to bat. BJ Ryan now pitching. Chris Singleton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Singleton is 0 for 2 in the game. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. DeShields scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lee is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Lee hits a line drive into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Herbert Perry is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Perry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Perry is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Orioles 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Will Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Clark is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Clark hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Greg Myers batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Myers is 0 for 2 in the game. Myers hits a fly ball into center field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mike Bordick batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Bordick is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Bordick hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 9-6, White Sox. Kelly Wunsch now pitching. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Anderson takes first base on ball 4. Delino DeShields is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. DeShields is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. DeShields hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Anderson moves to second. BJ Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Surhoff is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Anderson moves to third. DeShields moves to second. 2 outs. Albert Bell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Bell is 0 for 3 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Orioles 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Chuck McElroy now pitching. Josh Paul is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Paul is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Paul hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bell who is chasing the ball. Paul reaches third base with a triple. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Durham is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Durham hits a fly ball into left field. Surhoff settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Paul tags and scores. 1 out. It's 10-6, White Sox. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Valentin is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Valentin takes first base on ball 4. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ordonez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ordonez hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Orioles 6. The Orioles will come to bat. Jeff Conine pinch hits for Harold Baines. Jeff Conine batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Conine hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cal Ripken batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Ripken is 0 for 3 in the game. Ripken hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Will Clark is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Clark is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Clark is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Greg Myers is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Myers is 0 for 3 in the game. Myers hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Winch fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Orioles 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Konerko is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Konerko hits a fly ball into left field. Surhoff settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Singleton is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Singleton is 0 for 3 in the game. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ripken fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Lee is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Lee strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Orioles 6. The Orioles will come to bat. Bill Syme is now pitching. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Bordick is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Bordick takes first base on ball 4. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Anderson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Anderson hits a fly ball into left field. Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Delino DeShields is at the plate with a count of 1-1. DeShields is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. DeShields hits a fly ball into left field. Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Surhoff is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Orioles 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Herbert Perry is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Perry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Perry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Josh Paul is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Paul is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Paul hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Perry moves to second. Ray Durham batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Durham is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Durham takes first base on ball 4. Perry moves to third. Paul moves to second. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Valentin is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Valentin is called out on strikes. 1 out. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Thomas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Perry tags and scores. Two outs. It's 11-6, White Sox. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ordonez is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Ordonez hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Orioles 6. The Orioles will come to bat. Keith Foch now pitching. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Bell is 0-for-4 in the game. Bell hits a pop-up towards third. Perry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Conine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conine is 0-for-1 in the game. Conine hits a fly ball into right field. Ordonez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Ripken is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 11, and Baltimore Orioles, 6. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.